Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There are so many amazing testimonies of people that have walked away from the LGBT lifestyle and embraced Jesus Christ, but you're not hearing about them in the media. We're going to talk about that today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media with Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Luis Ruiz. Luis, you survived that tragic shooting at Pulse nightclub in Orlando on June 12th, 2016. You walked away from that. And your life has been changed ever since. You embraced Jesus Christ at a whole different level. And now he's using you to change other people's lives. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey. I give all the glory and honor to God for restoring my life around, because I was a hot mess. He turned a mess into a message. And now we're able to help others. Now we're doing freedom marches in every major city, where we're partnering with churches, we're partnering with communities, and we're all coming together and we're celebrating freedom in Christ. It's not conversion therapy. It's definitely
that's a made
power.
Up term. We know right. that. Yeah, that's not true.
I have
true.
To throw that out there because that's right. that's something that they always try to use with right. us, and we're definitely presence driven by God.
Yeah, we hear about that with our counselors that we defend. They always use that term conversion therapy. Well, that's a made-up thing. They use counseling. It's just talk therapy. And so many people have come out of the lifestyle through that type of counseling. Share some examples of people that you've helped.
Yeah, so we've helped so many people that are afraid because society has told them that they cannot come out, that it's a lie, that we're going to send them to camps and we're going to do all kind of electrotherapy on them. So they're afraid. And we get these messages all the time, especially when we do freedom marches. We do them outside in the cities for a reason. We come out of the church house and we're outside just sharing the gospel with worship and just seeing like people that are jogging just stop and listen. We've had people, when we do our altar calls, we've had many surrender their life. We had a guy that came and he was just walking around the park in Orlando at Lake Yola, heard our testimonies, was crying, came to the altar and gave his life to the Lord. Wow. And he divorced his husband, and from there he got water baptized. He's now in a local church serving God, loves Jesus with all of his heart. And those are just one of the many testimonies that we're hearing.
Wow. So tell me about, what does a freedom march look like? Are you just marching around the city and proclaiming Jesus, or what does that look like?
Yeah, so we gather testimonies from the local city. This is where we partner with the churches. We help pastors help people. And we find out what parents are out there that has a testimony, a fire bold testimony. People that have come out of the lesbian lifestyle, the gay lifestyle, transgender, people that have removed their parts but are now serving Jesus with all their heart and no longer identify as LGBTQ. So it's a group of testimonies that go up there. We baptize people. So whoever wants to get baptized, we do a time where we just baptize them in the water. It's so beautiful. And then on top of that, we bring in the gospel of Christ. And then right after that, we get together with a banner that says Freedom March, and we just celebrate. We march around a designated area and we just celebrate. You'll hear us singing, you'll hear us worshiping, saying that we're free in Christ. And it's people from all around the nation that are gathering to do this event.
Wow, that's exciting. So tell me about some of these changed life stories that people that share their story during a Freedom March. What would somebody hear if they attended?
Yeah, so someone would hear a lot of what you hear from these stories are people that were abused when they were a child. You'll hear stories of how they were madly addicted to drugs, to sex, to pornography. There are people that their fathers were out of the picture. I mean, we hear that a lot in these stories of
normally it's like
absent.
A root cause that causes that behavior, right?
Yeah. So now you're identifying with these things as you're walking by, as you're just hanging out or coming to a freedom march. And then on top of that, we end it with what God has done for me on the cross. you know, that it wasn't just a 1, 2, 3, get out of homosexuality. It was the cross that captured our hearts, changed our lives, transformed us forever. So that's what you're going to hear. And of course, we have some amazing worship leaders. Angel Cologne from Fearless Identity, he's the worship leader. And he, I mean, they bring down the house when they connect their hands with the people in the crowd with Jesus. And it's so beautiful. It's a lot of fun. You get a lot of jumping. You get a lot of everything. I mean, we run around and we have such a good time because, like I said, other communities are there, like Liberty County. And we have people that that fight against sex trafficking. We have schools show up. We have churches show up. Hey, because when people come to Jesus, they need a place to connect.
So you connect them home with a group, exactly, and with a church, because, mm-hmm, you know, all of us are works in progress. We're all in the sanctification process. So we need that local church body and those people to come around us and help disciple us.
Yeah. And what's beautiful about this is that we have the Catholics with us. We'll have group of Catholics, we'll have group of Baptists, Pentecostal, we'll have all denominations coming together for one thing. His name is Jesus, and it's uniting the body of Christ in such a beautiful way that we never thought possible. So when you're not hearing that this doesn't exist, that this is not real, come to Freedom March and you'll see that change does exist and we do exist.
And what are some of the areas where these Freedom Marches are happening?
In the major downtown city areas, we want to go to the heartbeat of the area. We're going to Texas. We have some coming up in San Francisco, which I think that one's going to be so amazing. And we do an annual Freedom March every year at the state capitol because we believe that it starts from the head. So we head over there and we spend a whole weekend of just hanging out. We go evangelizing. We have worship nights. We have a pre-rally every Friday before a Freedom March on a Saturday. That night is, imagine going to a pep rally before a football game, wow, how fun it was. That's exactly what we do before Saturday. So Saturday we come amped up, ready.
And you have them in Florida and other states as well, right?
Yeah, we have them in Florida. We're having one in West Palm. We're praying that we come back to Orlando, Florida to do a redo. But yeah, we're having them wherever. So usually what happens is that if a church fills a pool for the LGBT, a heart for the LGBT community, they'll call us and we'll have a Zoom call with them and they'll do the fundraising. They'll do all the event. And then when we'll just come down there, and we'll do a Freedom March. But we've seen churches and schools and all types of communities reach out to us and say, I don't know what we have to do, but we want to get you guys down here because we want to see lives be set free.
That's awesome. And share a couple of the stories where you've seen lives that have been set free as a result of these Freedom Marches.
You know, one of them that stands out to me the most, and I might get a little emotional on this, but a guy that the world, that everyone was telling him that you were born this way and that if you feel like a woman, then be a woman. And that he believed this narrative and he removed his parts and, you know, he lived that way. And when he heard our stories, it broke him. He cried. He said, where were you guys when the LGBT, when that community were telling me I was born this way and that if I'm this way, I need to remove my parts? So now he has to serve Jesus without those being able to maybe marry a woman and actually have a kid from him. Of course, he can adopt and God redeems everything. He turns it all around. But it broke my heart because I was like, wow. And, you know, that also involves the churches. The churches are not speaking enough about this. And what's happening when you don't hear it in the church, you go looking for answers outside of the church. And that's what's happening, that we're not speaking about this. So the LGBT voice is louder and they're winning our children. They're winning our sons and daughters and our friends and our coworkers because of the compromised church, the silence of the church. So I really believe that that's what Freedom March is really doing, is being bold and loud, just like they are.
And helping people really seek freedom in Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
You know, you told me earlier that somebody had just reached out to you today seeking help. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So even just today, we always, our inboxes get full of people that just, they want help. And you won't hear this on the news at all. You won't hear this anywhere, to be honest. He reached out to me and he was just like, I am done. I want out of this life. But everyone around me tells me that I can't, that I'm not allowed to, that, you know, just face the facts. This is who you are, be who you are. And he's going through it. I mean, I'm talking about possibly even trying to take his life because he doesn't know what to do. And then, so I've been reaching out to him and I've just been mentoring him and just telling him, hey, I know you want to take your life, but let me introduce you to a man that wants your life. you know, and it's changed. I haven't even touched homosexuality yet, you know, and that's what the first thing that he reached out to me. He was just like, well, how do I pray the gay way? And how do I do this? And so just introducing Jesus, you give him everything.
See, that's the key, Luis, is no matter what our sin is, we all need Jesus. We all need that hope, you know, of eternity with him. And it's manifested in different ways, but that's the key. You're pointing them to Jesus. And, you know, at Liberty Counsel, we have the privilege of helping defend those counselors that are helping people that are struggling with these same issues. And if you want more information about that, go to lc.org/helpkids. And if you want more information about what Luis is doing with the Freedom Marches and his stories, check out his website, fearlessidentity.co. That's fearlessidentity.co.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.